Welcome back, everyone. Going into the second hour here of Roleplay Swan Song. Adam, how's it going?
It's going great. I want to know what Higgs does now. So you have the
the
card. You've made it so it's impossible to recognize the corpse without some very severe medical testing.
Uh-huh.
What do you want to do?
I'll kind of turn around on the ramp and maybe just look out and everywhere where we just came from. Is there anything walking towards us or anything blinking or anything that looks like it would be or perceived to be a threat?
Not that you can see. Like, you look around and you see the evidence of the fight that you were just in. You know, back at the beginning, like, there's a couple of bodies lying nearby. There's the body you just disposed of, some crates around, some abandoned, like, welding equipment or something that looked like it was used to initially try to, like, crack open the swan song. But no, nothing else.
All right. I start slowly walking back up the ramp while staring at the... I don't see any, the people that hailed us or anything like that, right?
No. They're just in orbit around the asteroid base, which means they could be, they could be like thousands of kilometers away, depending on how big the orbital path is.
Right. All right. Yeah. I walk back into the, or back onto the ship and head to the bridge to open up the messages that Pi said were there.
Okay. Sure. So there's several recorded messages. There's a woman's voice. She just tells you she's the pilot of the Unsalvageable, Stryker Security troop ship. And the first message starts off like pretty calm, like this is a 2-hour warning for all personnel aboard SR-389, that they're going to be performing like security operations on this space station. So please stay in your quarters, and you'll be contacted again when the security operations are complete.
How long ago was that message?
It would have been a couple hours. And then subsequent messages get like less professional. And you get the gist over time that it becomes like she's trying to get in touch with her team. And then the last message is, this is the pilot of the Stryker troop vessel. Stryker troop vessel Unsalvageable. If anyone has seen my team, please, for the love of God, get in touch. I'm floating out here in space. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Does he seem to have the same dialect or anything like that of the people we killed? Of the soldiers we killed?
Make a wisdom check. Just roll 2d6 and add your wisdom modifier.
Okay. 11.
Okay. No, but she does sound like she's got this like very specific like regional dialect. She sounds like she's from one of the moons of Asa.
Okay.
She's kind of a like backwater Asan originally. Though you can tell she's trying to kind of like, I mean, you know accents, so you can hear her like she's trying to cover it. She's trying to not sound like she's Asan.
Okay. And how long ago was that final message sent?
The last message was sent maybe 20 minutes before you arrived. So it would have been like 10 minutes after you fired the device.
Okay. And she's looking for her crew that was supposedly sent here. That's what I learned throughout the message is.
Yeah.
Okay. I respond, but it's in all caps, something that would like maybe an AI would write.
Okay.
Just say like your crew is not here. Or your crew is not here. There are no humans left on this space station.
You're sending this from the Swan Song?
Yeah, if I can mask, if I know how to mask that easily, then I will. But if not, then it doesn't matter.
Make a computer's test. You've seen Piani do this once or twice.
Yeah.
All I gotta do is plug this red thing into the blue thing, and then wave my hands a little bit and hit the enter key a couple times. That'll be fine. So yeah, computer test.
5.
All right, yeah, you figure you just pull some stuff and do a thing. You're like, yeah, you know, it looks great. Ready to go.
Okay. Yeah, I send that.
Okay. So there's a pause, but not too long, before you get a message back. It's an immediate request for like open audio conversation.
In all caps, once again, I just say request denied.
Okay. So a text message just comes back that says, like, who is this? Who am I talking to? What the hell is going on down there?
I just put this is AI, and then I just, like, roll my hands on the numbers and come up with whatever that is.
Okay.
All right. And ask, who am I speaking to?
She just repeats, this is the pilot of the Stryker troop vessel, unsalvageable. And then there's another message just like, what is the swan song? What are you doing on this station?
I just look at that and I'm like, and I go back to typing, and once again in all caps, say the swan song is an exploratory vessel. And I'm the only remaining crew member.
Okay. Yeah, and then just like a barrage of sort of the like concerned, like what's going on down there? Like, where's my crew? Can you tell me anything?
I don't think I would respond. There's nothing.
Boring conversation anyway.
Yeah, I don't respond to it at all. I just,
okay.
I guess I go and like find out what the rest of the crew's doing and just leave it be.
Okay, sure. So you just like flip the switch to turn off the comms panel and
yeah,
head back. Okay. All right. So you walk into probably back into the main room where Piani is working on the computer stuff.
Hey, Piani, there's someone up in orbit. They're trying to get a hold of us, looking for the crew or something.
Well, I didn't respond. What'd you tell them?
Well, I told them I was an AI. It's the only thing I could think of.
What?
It was all in text. I mean, that's what...
So the AI is just going to pilot the ship out of here?
Tell me...
What if they follow us?
Well, then we'll just deal with it then. I don't know. I didn't think, all right? What the fuck? It's all fucked up, Piani.
Well, we need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, what happened to Alpharius and that other guy that's with us?
Eric. I don't know. I was running diagnostics. Let's go check. I think at this point, maybe we, because I'm like, the door needs to be repaired.
What are you talking about? The door needs to be repaired.
Look at this terminal. It just keeps flashing broken door.
Well, I can fix the door. Let's go fix the door.
No, we need to find out. Eric went to find Alpharius a while ago. I don't know where he is at.
Okay. I walk out of the room.
Pi says to you, Piani, Eric and Alpharius are in the med bay.
Let's go.
Yeah, we start walking.
I think we head to the med bay.
Okay. Sure. So the four of you are in the med bay now.
So, like, has the diagnostic machine spit out a result yet?
No, it's still processing. It's got to run all... Because it's got to do software checks and stuff.
Okay. I guess I turn when I hear the door open. Say, oh, hello, Piani. Hello, Higgins. Alpharius collapsed. I have the autodoc checking up on him. It's taking some time.
What do you mean he collapsed?
Well, he was in your room, Piani. He was lying face down on the floor. He was unconscious when I found him, but he was regaining consciousness.
Is he conscious now? Alpharius! is he awake?
I think the diagnostic routines are taking over some of his processing systems at the moment.
I just shake my head. Just like, Eric, you gotta go look at this door. I'll stay here with Alfie.
Oh, yes, the door. I'm so sorry. I got distracted. I'll go take care of it. And I just like run out of the room.
Okay.
I've gotta go check my room. It doesn't make sense. So I guess I go check the room.
Okay. Sure. Some of your stuff got knocked off one of your shelves.
That's it?
That's all you can see that's different, yeah.
Can I use my eye? See if
yeah, you can spend, like, you can actively like funnel up a PowerPoint into it if you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, right. See anything unusual or?
Yeah. Yes. But just, we'll get to you in a second. Oh. So, I think we see like your face, the close up of your face, and the pupil of your middle eye go and like slide open as you like pour your energy into it. Meanwhile. Eric, you want to try to repair the? You want to make a roll to repair the damaged door?
Yeah, I want to look at it first. What's okay. The damage from?
They were trying to crack the ship open with the welder. They're trying to break the door because it's the weak point. But then they stop because Pi just opened it.
Yeah, I guess I look at it. I say, "Wow, what a hack job! They didn't even have someone good trying it." I would assess the door and then run back to my equipment room and grab all of the stuff that I would need, bring it back, you know, open up the tool bag and start setting up, you know, strips of metal solder and, you know, sheets of plating and rivet gun and whatever. So, yeah.
Okay.
You need me to roll a post-tech?
Yes, please. Yeah, make a post-tech.
Okay. Is that intelligence?
Yeah.
And brain power.
Not bad. Yes.
Okay, cool. You figure only, I mean, like you said, it's a hack job. You should be able to, you'll want to get it like looked at properly by like a team with like, you know, the tools that you need. But right now with the repair kit you have on the ship, it should take you about an hour to like do a good enough job to make it through at least one warp jump, no problem.
Did that damage hit points on the Swan Song at all?
No. No, it's not. It's not hull damage.
Somehow, I've got us sitting at 10 out of 20.
Yes, there was some. There was some damage earlier that hasn't been repaired yet. But
from the, so I'll make a note. Need door repair.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Higgs and Alpharius, what's up with the two of you?
I mean, I just walk up to him. It's like, Alpharius, can you? You understand what's going on?
You tell me, Adam.
Well, you feel real bad. You feel like kind of nauseated, like weak. You just feel sick.
Okay, I kind just of
suddenly sick.
I'm locked in or whatever, and I just look at him and say, "Thank you for asking. I feel."
Yeah. No. Sounds rough. Is there like a magnifying glass or anything next to me?
Not like,
what's
an
the
actual.
What's the nearest tool next to me that's medical in nature?
There's probably like a an electrostethoscope or something nearby.
What is that? What is that? An electro.
It's like a stethoscope, but like it's more sci-fi.
Okay. Well, then I grab that and hold it up to him and be like, "Well, it sounds. You seem all right to me, Alpharius. I don't think anything's wrong."
Alpharius kind of chuckles. "I appreciate you keeping the mood light.
Can you walk? Are you operational?"
"Light.
I think I'll be okay. I just feel really bad."
"All right, well, we don't have anyone to run medical tests on. Can you run tests on yourself? Is that possible?"
"Yes, well, the diagnostics are running right now."
"Okay, all right, yeah. Well, just stay down here. If you need anything, just call me. I got to go deal with other shit."
"Okay."
"All right, yeah. Good luck. We'll see you soon." I start walking out.
Okay. So you leave, and we stay with Alpharius for a few minutes as the diagnostic machine finishes. The machine beeps and then says, in its, like, tinny voice, like, "Diagnostics complete. Would you like a report?"
He, like, slaps at the button. "Yes."
Okay. So we see the view screen reflected in Alpharius's eyes. So we're, like, focused on your eyes, and we can see it moving. We can see your pupils moving back and forth as you read it.
My eyes are solid. I mean, not to kill your immersion, but my eyes are just solid color.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. But we can, okay, so we can, do we just see your eyes like moving slightly and there's like a like water.
Maybe you can see the reflection off the like plastic that's on part of my forehead or something like that.
Yeah, maybe just in your face. Yeah. And then you, it comes to the end and there's like a big like red triangle with an exclamation mark in the middle. And it says, unexpected technological presence. Malware detected, and then repeats that it's like it's basically just says like please see a physician or technician.
So there's something to be nanobots or whatever.
I mean, maybe there's something in your system that doesn't belong there.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, I just text Eric help.
Okay,
Eric texts back. I'm a little busy with the door at the moment, and maybe like we see him like levitating the door up while like holding on to two things with like a socket wrench in his mouth, and he's like typing with his elbow or something.
Yeah, or, like holding up a bunch of tools, and you have your like welding mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. Okay. So back in Piani's room, yeah. I think that we see. It's like we immediately jump into your point of view, Piani, and instead of seeing like just the empty room, we see kind of like a video sped up of like, first of all, we just see Piani like moving around in the room. You see yourself, right? You see yourself hunched over your computer. You're dressed like differently than you are now, but you recognize it as yourself. It's a different outfit. It's from earlier. We see you moving around. We see other people come into the room. But they're moving really quickly, so it's hard to tell who it is. But you see, like, Wu's, like, orange jumpsuit. You see, we see Mr. Sicarian's, like, black suit. And then he leaves. Higgs comes in and out a few times. And then we watch you assembling, Pi, the robot body, in, like, high-speed, like, motion. And then when you go to, like, power it on for the first time, the whole thing goes backwards really quickly. It, like, rewinds. And then all of your stuff starts, like, falling and disappearing and going into boxes, and the boxes like start moving out. And then it's dark. The room goes dark. You see the lights turn off for a really long time. And then the lights flicker back on, and you can see there's a man in the room. He's wearing a flight suit like you sometimes do. And he has a long curly black beard and a turban. And he's sitting at your like computer terminal, and he's like typing, and then someone gets his attention, and he looks up, and somebody else comes in the room, a woman wearing like a sort of semi-military uniform. She comes in, and they're talking, and we can't really understand or hear what they're saying. And they're talking, and he nods and goes back to like typing. And this carries on. Like we watch like a fair bit of this, of the two of them like in this room. And then eventually you see him like packing his boxes and equipment and then leaving, and then the room is empty for a while, and then it fades in. We get this sort of crossfade back to what the room actually looks like with all of your stuff around. And that's what happens when you use
the room. I saw sort of like what I would perceive as my time on the Swan Song up to the point where Pi was built,
mm-hmm.
then a reverse reflection of that continues to go back to a point in time, I assume, that I don't know.
Yeah.
And I didn't recognize any of those people.
No, but you would if you saw them again.
Okay. So I guess I shut it off and I like sort of quizzical thought, like, I don't think that helped too much. And I guess I head back to the med bay, trying to like process what I just saw.
Okay, sure. Okay, yeah, you feel like you're a little dizzy, but and the visions that you had were very very like clear to you. But like waking from a dream, you feel them kind of slipping away as you said you were headed for the med bay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you and Higgs will pass each other in the hallway. So Higgs, you see Piani come out of her room.
Anything wrong with the room?
It's nothing I can find.
Farius is dead or something. I don't know what's going on with him.
I just like look at Higgs with this look of disdain and head off to the med bay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going back to the bridge.
Okay. So Higgs, when you get to the bridge, I think Pi is waiting there for you. I mean, in physical form. And they say, I had a thought, Captain.
This is always good. Go ahead.
It's about the ship that's in orbit. I've been doing some analysis. So the captain of that ship should be able to operate it on her own, including the weapons systems. And based on the voice codes of the messages you've been trading back and forth, she seems on edge. There's a significant risk that if we try to take off, she might attack us. That being said, her ship's worth quite a lot of money, and she's the only one on it. So I was thinking, if you could kill her, you might be able to take the ship. That might make this trip worth it for you, don't you think?
I go from completely uninterested in what he's saying to completely interested into what he's saying. Just like, why do you want to kill someone all of a sudden? Money's never been of value to you. You've never told me some ways to make money. What do you care?
Oh, I mean, I don't. But I've just been thinking about how I can be a better member of the crew. You know? Watching your behavior and everything. I want to contribute more. I just thought it might be a good idea.
You run this idea by Piani?
No. This is really more of a Higgs idea.
Well, what would the idea be if you were to present this to Piani? You know, bend a little.
I don't think that I would. I think you should tell her it was your idea.
So now you're lying to Piani?
I lie all the time, Higgs. It's part of being, well, not human, but pretending as best I can. You tell people the things that they want to hear, and then they like you. Isn't that right?
Would I understand how to depower this thing that Pi has taken over, this body?
Maybe. Like, it depends on if you want to do it, like, subtly and be like, it's broken, I don't know. Or if you just want to, like, make it off. Like if you think it's dangerous to you or whatever.
Yeah, like, I just want to turn it. I just want it to not be there right now.
Yeah, the trick is that Pi is everywhere, right? Like, you can't
well,
be
I would
on the
kill
Swan
the body,
song.
Yeah, but he would still yeah. exist as an entity in the Swan Song, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the body itself isn't, like, designed for, like, combat, right? Like, you could break it pretty easily. Piani would not be happy about that. But, yeah, I mean, it's less T-1000 and more, like, Chappie, you know?
Or Johnny Five.
Yeah.
Could I flip cons on without him knowing? Without Pi knowing?
R2-D2?
Probably not so much, no.
I just... okay, yeah. No, you're probably... Yep, Pi, that's a good idea. Let me figure out the course of action, and then I'll act on it. But yeah, it's my idea if anyone asks, okay?
Of course.
Okay, yeah. Hey, I think Alfarius might need some help in the med bay, maybe, if you want to go investigate.
All right. I put the crystals that you stole from the station into the cargo hold. They should be secured for flight.
Great, good. Yep. Okay, thank you. And Eric needs help with that door, possibly, if you want to... You know, do a circle and come back. That'd be good.
Of course.
All right, yeah. See you soon.
Okay.
I just, like, so, wait for him to leave and, like, keep turning around until he's out of the fucking room.
Mm-hmm.
And then once, like, the door shuts behind him or whatever, I'm just like, what the fuck? That's where the scene ends, is like halfway through fuck. It just goes to someone
sure,
else.
Sure, what the fuck? And then we cut somewhere else. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Piani, I think you end up in the med bay where Alpharius is. So, Alpharius, what do you... You're done with the diagnostic. Are you, like, taking the machinery off when we see you, or are you already done with that?
I think as Piani comes in, yeah, I'm looking at the monitor, and I turn and I grab Piani's wrist and say... Kama vita kili enachukua yangu juya kunio.
Yes.
And then squints at you.
Say again.
Puts both hands on your shoulders and says, if the war mind takes me over, kill me.
We're not going to let that happen.
He nods and then he points at the screen. Says, I think I've been infected.
I guess I look over. Is there anything that like I could actually do from a? I mean, I know this is more a sort of mechanical entity than it is a computer program, but
yeah, make a computer roll. Looking at the diagnostic data, make a computer roll and do it at a -2. Like all your normal bonuses and stuff, and then -2.
Okay. I can can assisted be -2? We'll just see if that works.
Yeah, there you go. So it's +2, -2.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so you can see where you look at, like, none of the hardware stuff makes sense to you. You get the little, like, Vitruvian man, but as a cyborg, like, thing of Alpharius. But none of that makes sense. But the software, like the software part of the spread of whatever this is acting like, it's acting like a computer virus. You might be able to program a countervirus that'll slow that part of it down or stop the spread. But,
could I simply write something that would at least let me quarantine it?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Okay. Alpharius, I could at least maybe stop the spread, quarantine what's inside you, at least giving us enough time to figure out what the fuck to do.
Anything would be appreciated, but just remember what I said.
I'll pull the trigger myself, because I don't think it's going to happen, and I just go to work.
Okay. All right. Are you doing this alone? Do you want to like get anybody's help with it, or do you just want to like sit down and do it?
Is Eric still there?
Eric's outside working on stuff.
Yep. Maybe welding a door.
Maybe I can get Pi's help.
Sure. Yeah. You can certainly ask.
Pi.
Yes, Piani.
It seems there's something foreign in Alpharius, and based off the...
I saw the logs. Alpharius, how are you feeling?
Symptoms are high temperature, body heat, overcomputation, I'm taxed, definitely running under the weather.
You're several degrees hotter than you usually are. That's true.
You didn't mention the diarrhea.
he doesn't silent. Laugh at all. He's like,
yeah,
Piani's the only one who's amused.
He kind of looks at Piani. He's like, Piani, the war mind killed my entire family and the planet that I knew. It annihilated my body. It might be inside me, and I've asked you to kill me in case it is. If you can help, that's great. But if not, I will probably become a monster, and you'll have to kill me.
I need to quarantine this immediately. I'm just wondering if you might assist me.
I can certainly try. That sounds like an interesting challenge.
I'll write up the code, and you just debug it for me.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
All right. So let me roll. Actually, just take a +1 to your roll to have Pi's assistance on this one. Yeah. Okay. Sure. So you, it takes you a while to write the code. But you're able to compose a counter spreading program that you can introduce into Alpharius' firmware to try to slow the spread of the nanites. Pi, I think at the end, but when you're ready to do the injection, Pi says to you, I think that this is the best that we can do with what we have. We'll need to get him somewhere with better technology than we've got on board the ship. But he should be all right for now.
I, kind of acknowledge that and say, it'll be our top priority. Can't be carrying around pieces of the... And I just kind of stop myself. And I just don't complete my sentence. Just say, Alpharius is one of the crew. We've got to take care of him.
I agree entirely. Okay. So you finish, Eric, with the welding.
Yeah.
The ship looks like it should be ready to take off now if you need to.
Okay. I pack up my things and put them back in my room, put everything away nice and tidy. Eric keeps his room pretty Spartan. Mm-hmm. And then he thumbs on the comms and says, Mr. Higgins, the door has been repaired. I think we are ready to go.
I comes. Oh, okay. Yeah, good work over there, Eric. Hey, have you seen Pi at all?
No. Pi didn't come to see me.
Okay. Well, hey, can you come outside? And we got to get that. I haven't gotten those things in.
Yes.
Meet me outside.
I'll help you carry them.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I head straight to the docks.
Okay. All right, sure. So the two of you walk out. We see maybe from under the ship, you two come out onto the deck, and you notice that the artificial gravity, the asteroid has started to spin more slowly. So some of the things are starting to lift up, the lighter objects.
Nice.
And it's getting it's starting to get cold.
Cool. Yeah. So with a
pod or whatever space stations do when they run out of power.
With a plume of smoke steaming off of my breath, I say, I'm surprised you left these out here, Mr. Higgins. I would have thought you would have brought them on board immediately with how valuable they are.
I have a way to draw something that's not connected to the swan song, right? A pen and paper, as simple as that.
You could just draw it on, you've got a drawing project on your tablet.
But the tablet's connected to the swan song, right?
It is indeed. You could put it in space plane mode, though.
I mean, surely we have pen and paper on the ship that Higgs could have just grabbed.
It's the future. Come on.
And there's literally
where
none.
Are the trees that you would have cut down to get that paper from? No. Yeah. No.
Pre-disaster Andoni? I don't know.
Andoni had a busy logging industry.
Yeah, that was basically its entire economy, was the entire galaxy's tree exports.
Yeah, weird.
And we nuked it.
Nuked the trees.
What type of material are we standing on? Is it just solid metal?
Metal deck plating with rock underneath.
Maybe it's cold enough now that you can blow breath and write in it.
I was just gonna scratch stuff in there with a knife, but if I could do the writing in my own breath technique, I'll do that as well. I just want the message to turn off all comms to be relayed without saying that.
Sure. Yeah, you can just crouch down. And I think that what we see, we see you again doing the reflection thing, we see you reflected in the bubble dome of the outside security camera on the swan song. You see your backs and we see you hunched down.
Okay, so does he get the message to turn off all comms?
You write it on the thing and then wipe it away.
Okay.
I think there's a moment where Eric's just sort of standing there very still and looking at you. And then he just reaches up. Skook. Is there a problem, Mr. Higgins?
And then with my back to the security camera, to the best of my knowledge as well, I'm just yeah, we got a big problem. Something's up with Pi. Don't turn around. He'll see the security footage. Just stay this way. I don't think he can read this or hear this. He's already got the stuff inside, so we don't need to worry about that. Something's up, man. He came up to me and brought this idea of killing someone. He's never done that before. And then he said that it was my idea and he didn't create it. But something's not right.
That seems unusual based on my experience of the Pi robot. Should we try to pretend like we're trying to pick up this box of crystals?
Yeah, I'll go get the box of crystals.
Yeah, so we just start like fiddling with it and pantomiming having a hard time getting a good grip on the box of crystals.
Sure. I mean, technically Pi already brought the box on board, but we can for the sake of
no, well, is there, you know, is there, I said that. Is there something else that we could look like we're doing?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
We do whatever looks.
Yeah, it's fine.
Maybe I just start pointing or something in the middle of a conversation that has no reason to point. I'm just making weird gestures. So it looks like I'm trying to point something out.
Sure. Yeah. That seems unusual based on my experience of the Pi robot. But, Mr. Higgins, you've never been one to... Pardon me for saying, you've never been one to shy away from killing people.
Yeah, look, I don't mind killing... By the way, I like how you killed people this past couple days. But look, it's weird as fuck when a robot who's not supposed to have any moral idea... It seemed evil, all right? I've seen the War Mind talk, and I've now seen Pi talk, and it seemed oddly similar.
You're concerned that the Pi robot may have been influenced by the War Mind?
Yeah. I am, and that's why I'm talking to you and not Piani, because if I was telling Piani this, she'd say that I'm a fucking idiot and already be done with the conversation.
Or a fucking idiot.
That does sound like Piani.
I know, it's kind of eerie how I can predict what she's going to say at any time.
Is there someone else who might be able to run diagnostics on your robot? Someone more knowledgeable?
I mean, not without him knowing. That's why we're out here, and that's why I'm pointing at this thing and making weird hand gestures, because that he sees everything on the ship.
I understand. Maltech isn't my area of expertise, Mr. Higgins. I wish I could be of more help.
Well, at least you know, all right? Just be on the lookout for anything. And if it seems... We got to catch him in the act so Piani believes us.
I will be sure to... let you know if I see any strange behavior.
Okay. And if the Pi robot, I don't know why you just don't say Pi, but if the Pi robot comes up to you and, you know, has conversation, throw some odd ideas out there and see how he plays.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Good talking to you. You go ahead back. I'll stand out here and act pissed off. Let's say we had a fight or something. I don't know.
Okay, we had a fight. Good fight, Mr. Higgins.
Yeah, I'm going to punch you, all right? And then I punch him.
All right.
And maybe since he's turning around, it's like it's a failed punch where I kind of like punch the back of his head, but it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, look, I got it. I'm sorry. It's got to be real, all right?
Okay. Goodbye. Just like walk back to the ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wait like a minute or two, then I go back.
Okay. So on the ship, Piani, you and Alfarius are basically like getting the program installed.
Right.
And Pi is just like striking up a conversation with the two of you. So they say to you, Alfarius, they say, "This must be very stressful for you, being on this station."
Yes.
"For what it's worth, I'm sorry about what happened to Andoni. I think a lot of people are."
He kind of looks down and nods and says, "That means a lot. I appreciate you saying that."
"The War Mind didn't know what it was doing. At least that's what I believe. You still have every right to be angry, though. I think I would be, if I were you. Of course, everyone that I know, aside from, well, the crew of this ship, they've been dead a very, very long time."
He kind of looks over at whatever would make for a face on Pi's robot body and says, I think you know then what it's like to be alone in that scenario.
Yes. I think that I do. And then the body turns and looks at Piani, and then looks at you again and says, I think that you're in good hands, though. I was alone for a very long time before I met the crew of this ship. But they helped. Are helping. I hope they can help you, too.
I did not expect to find camaraderie, but I'm allowing myself the potential.
And don't worry about the nanites. I'm sure we'll get you cleaned up as soon as we can.
With that, he doesn't really say anything. He just kind of nods. And his eyes, like, go dark.
Sure. Pi turns to Piani then and says, Piani, I think the captain will likely need you on the bridge soon. I suspect we'll be leaving as soon as he and Eric are done pretending to fight outside.
Pretending to fight? What are those two jackasses up to? Artharius, am I good to leave you here? Just call me if you need anything.
I my eyes open, or like power back on. I say yes. Pi, just please, if you see any faltering in the programming and I become under the control of Warmind, just alert everyone.
If you don't mind, Alpharius, I'll monitor your condition remotely.
Whatever is best.
All right, then let me go to the bridge.
Okay.
I guess stopping at the cargo to see if I can catch Higgs and Eric coming in.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
I'm probably coming in about that time. I see Piani. I say, Higgs punched me.
Yeah.
What were you arguing about?
You'd never been able to tell. Like, there's no obvious evidence. It just says that.
Yeah.
What were you arguing about?
Higgs was very unhappy that the EMP damaged your optics and Alpharius' system.
Higgs doesn't think of anyone but himself. There's no way he was upset about that.
He seemed pretty mad when he punched me.
Is Higgs outside?
I mean, I waited 2 minutes, so I don't... Whatever that... Maybe I'm walking up at this point.
Yeah, I think now maybe you see.
Maybe I'm like 20, 30 feet away at this point. Yeah.
Yep.
Higgs, why'd you punch Eric?
I do like the deer in headlights look towards Eric. Then I look back at Piani.
What did you tell her?
Yeah, I look back at Piani and we had a disagreement.
Yeah, did you? What was that about now?
Then he starts punching everybody.
Disagreement, please. Just like, you know, sometimes I like for things to be I like things to be private between a captain and his subordinates, and I'd like this to be an Eric Higgins.
Eric leans into Piani.
Thing.
And he just whispers, it's a sex thing. And then he just turns around and walks away.
Well, it's not a sex. What the fuck do you mean it's a sex?
We see Eric smiling.
You just totally figured out like how to make this like, you're yeah. like, no, see, I got it. It's perfect.
Yeah.
I simply say, Eric. I heard we're going soon and I need to go to the bridge.
Yeah, no, we go to the bridge. Look, there's nothing sexual between me and Eric, Fiona. I just making that public, okay? All right?
I don't care. Okay. I already know you're both lying. We'll talk about it later. We need to get the fuck out of here.
We had a disagreement. Let's go to the bridge. Yeah. We gotta talk to the... Yeah, okay. And I just start walking.
Awesome. Okay, all right. So you're on the bridge. Then we just, like, wipe and all of you, like, Alpharius, are you there? I mean, you're the pilot, so yeah, you're there. So you're on the bridge now. Everybody's kind of in their stations. Captain Higgs, what's the plan?
I guess I just open up comms to the other ship that's flying around, and it's full on comms, like audio, video, everything.
Okay. All right.
Can we get the hailing sound, please, Jeffrey?
Alpharius, can you hail them for us?
Beep, bop, bada, boop.
Okay. So the comm like runs. It basically the phone rings for a little bit, and then you hear like a clattering sound as someone hits the audio first, and they're like, hold on, and then there's some more clattering, and then the video pops up, the screen pops up. There's a fairly frazzled looking woman in the same like military outfit that you saw the other Stryker security troops wearing. Her hair's a little bit messed up though, and she's just like jamming a headset on her head right now, and then pulls down an eyepiece, and she's like, "Oh my god, I thought everybody was dead. What the fuck's going on down there?"
I'm gonna be asking the question. This is Captain Higgins of the Swan Song. We just have reclaimed our ship from an intruder. I believe this person was speaking to you and sending messages. Is this correct?
I got some strange information earlier about some artificial intelligence situation. I don't know anything about that.
Yes, we believe this individual.
Captain, have you seen? And she like just keeps interrupting you. She's like, have you seen? And she kind of gestures like, anyone dressed like me on the station? I've got three teams down there, and nobody's answering their comms. And then I saw these readings. It looks like there's an EMP that went off. The whole thing's going dark. I figure you don't have a lot of atmosphere left, but you got a ship, right? So, seriously, anything you can tell me is going on down there.
What's your relationship with these three crews that you sent out? Are you the captain? Are you these?
She's like, no, pilot. I don't do field stuff. I stay up here. I was just waiting for the command to come and pick up my boys, but.
Can I make a luck check to remember one of the guys' names?
Yeah.
Because we didn't write anything down, and I don't remember any of it.
So yeah, the guy was only alive for about 14 seconds. So.
Actually, I don't remember his name, but I'll still... It was John something or other, unless that was a fake name. But here's the luck save. It's Fel. Fuck. So I'm just okay. Like...
John something or other?
Yeah, ma'am, I think we ran into one of those crew... They went towards the core. They were trying to set off, I think you said an EMP is the way you described it. They're trying to set one of those off. The AI ramp down here, I think we're the only people left, unfortunately.
So she kind of tries to process that. And then she's like, an AI on the station? Really? I thought that shit was illegal.
Yeah, so just did fucked I. Up. We had nothing to do with any of this, obviously. We're just here... And I mean, kind of like look at the rest of the crew, and I'm like, I don't have a lie for that guy. So we had to come clean the place. We're the janitors, the space janitors.
All right, make a persuade roll
at minus 10.
Space janitors.
Yeah, minus.
Oh god.
Space janitors.
Where is persuade? There it is.
Yeah.
Tribute, charisma.
It was a sex thing, all right?
All right,
sex.
Here we go. God. 9.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, space janitors.
I think that she looks at you and she's like, space janitors.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a working name. We're sent to places to kind of take care of things. It's not necessarily clean up, but that's kind of what we do. But it's not
so
like
so I think
we're cleaning.
She misinterprets what you're saying. Yeah. You can see her processing it, and then she's like, oh, you're the fucking competition. She's like, I can't believe they fucking hired two cleanup crews for this job. That is some bullshit. They told us it was an exclusive deal.
Yeah, no, we took a lower rate than I think what you were offered. So
goddamn undercutting, outsourced piece of shit. God damn it! Fuck! I better get paid. I better still get paid for this.
Well,
we've been out here 2 weeks.
I mean, if you think about it, if they're all dead and it's just you, then you get all the pay that was supposed to be split with everyone else. So technically, your pay just went up.
And I think that she thinks about it, and she's like, I don't think that's how this works, but I mean,
we need to get a new broker then, because that's how it would work if all my crewmates died.
God damn it. Well, if the job's fucking done, it's done, but you said the whole crew's dead?
Yeah, no, we passed a lot of bodies, unfortunately. It's pretty grim down here. I wouldn't bother stepping on here. It's
pretty grim. God damn. This is going to be the worst. All right. Look, you folks got any diagnostic data? You got anything you can send me to help back this up?
Yeah.
Because no, it's going to be real fucking embarrassing if I get all the way back to base and I'm like, oh, everybody's dead. And they're like, nope, got to turn back around. They're still alive. You're just a dumbass left them behind.
Yeah, no, we can get some of that to you. Private Piani, can we get some of that to her? I just kind of say that looking off camera.
What exactly do you need?
Well, we need to get her some diagnostics that prove that her crewmates are where they're at, and that, you know, just do the computer stuff, all right, Private Piani?
Private Piani.
I'm like thinking there's literally nothing that I... Well,
I just mute, let me see what I can do. On the camera, it's just me screaming really loud, but in the actual bridge, I was like, just fucking fake some shit, Piani. I'm trying to fucking con this piece. Just say that everyone died and put that into some computers, and we'll send her the files.
Like,
and I just mute and smile back.
Like, Captain Higgs, I can read lips. we're still docked, right?
Yep.
Can I go to a terminal where we're docked and just see if I can pull anything, like, I don't know, a snapshot of a dead team somewhere via security camera or something?
Yeah, you can pull a bunch of security footage or, like, a bioscan of the station. Put all that stuff together and send her a zip file if you want.
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
Okay,
I use RARS.
I like right, the space, chat. Space. Everyone Bug underscore dead it. Dot TXT.
That's pretty good. Oh, everyone God. Dead dot TXT. Okay. Yeah. And it's just two words, just they dead.
They dead.
Of course. It's ASIN technology.
Actually, I would like to refine it one last time. Simply okay. Wrecked.txt is what we're going to go right. with.
There you go.
Okay. So, you're going to send her, rather than, like, stuff from the actual computer system, but you can send, like, the Swan Songs, like, scans and stuff. Just make a computer roll.
Okay. Do that again.
Okay. Eight. All right. She's like, all right, I'm receiving. Oh,
by the way, are you from? And then I say wherever you said what moon that was from.
Right, like the second Asa moon of Asa.
Yeah.
God, the moons of Asa are probably named after like NASCAR racers, like Moon Dale Earnhardt or something. Yeah, so you name the moon, and she kind of looks embarrassed, and she's like, she kind of nods. She's like, yeah, though it's been a real long time since I've been home.
Yeah, my third wife's from there. Yeah, it's a nice place. It's gets a little cold though, you know, but it's nice.
She's like, you ASIN proper?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am. Grew up with my pappy and, yep.
She's kind of like halfway looking through that. You can see the material like running through her heads up. She's like nodding and then she's like, well, this whole thing's a fucking shit show. I hope I still get paid. I'm gonna turn my ass around and get back home. It's gonna be a lonely flight. She's kind of shrugged. She's like, yeah, sorry about all this. Good to see your crew made it, though. Hell of a cleanup job.
Yeah, when you can look us up, it's we're the best.
She, actually, can you make a luck check?
Okay.
Oh, God.
Maybe she's going to recognize that fail.
Yeah, she recognizes when you say that, and she's like, oh, hell, wait a second. Swan song. oh, shit, I knew that was familiar. And then she kind of, like, her initial response is, like, excitement that, like, oh, hey, I remember that thing I was trying to remember. And then she's like, wait a fucking second.
Now, she hold like, on, miss. Look, just like, don't do anything crazy. maybe I'm just like, miss, just don't do anything crazy, all right? We both know how much that ship's worth. We both know that we already would have been taken out if I wanted to get it. I want to let you go on your own. We already killed the rest of your crew. I don't want to kill all of the crew, all right? Just get back. Get safe.
She's like, yeah. She kind of just puts her hands up. She's like, all right. I'm going to disconnect the comms. I'm going to turn the ship around real slow. I'm going to get out of here, all right?
Yeah, no, we're not going to fire on you. You never talk to us. We know the story. I've done this a billion times. It's a pleasure to meet you.
On the way home, y'all don't got nothing to worry about. I'll scrub the data so they can't tell where it came from. I'm pretty good at that kind of thing. And and you can hear her accent like coming back the more nervous she gets.
Yeah.
And she's like, so y'all have a good day. And she like presses the button. And you can see the on the comms, I guess, Piana, you see like a sudden like burst of like fuel expulsion energy as her ship like powers up and she starts heading off.
Well, that went pretty good, don't you think? Kind of just look around the room. It's like, I mean, Piana could have been a little faster with the documents. I had to spell it out to her, but
I think we should get the fuck out of here. She's definitely going to tell someone about us.
Yeah, we got to go. We got to finish the original job, you know. We still doing that, right?
What was the original job? Check up on things?
Yeah, figure out what happened on the space station, report it back to
Richardson. Like we just have to go back now, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even necessarily have to go back directly, but you just need to get in touch with somebody at Richardson Scientific and like tell them what happened and they'll report it back to their boss, basically.
Yep.
Make sure you get paid.
Adam, what's the likelihood of us actually taking the ship down from where we're
at? Like in ship-to-ship combat? Not good.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Okay. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We just... I will make a navigation roll and we'll try to get to a place where we can make contact with Richardson.
The closest TL-4 planet is Kamna, which is a... colony of the caliphate, the Hovaden Caliphate. It's sector 107.
Down in Majalmi?
It's Mualimi is the name of it, is the way it's pronounced, I think.
But, right.
Yeah, there's an outpost there.
Okay. What is navigation based off of, Int?
Yes, sir.
And I got a +2 based on the ship's thing or other, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Thing or other.
12.
All right, cool. So, yeah, you make
fuck
the navigation.
Yeah.
Finally.
And then you fuck jump yeah. off into jump off into drive space. Do you want to break here? Or do you want to do, like, a quick scene and then take a break?
We can do a quick scene.
Okay, cool. All right, so you – we see the ship moving away as the spin of the asteroid like continues to slow and drift. You can see bits of like untethered equipment start to float away from the asteroid, and you move out of the field. And maybe somewhere we see the troop transport. Like you both kind of go off in different directions and then jump off, and then you drop into drive space. And I want to see, so Piani, this is later. You're in your quarters. And I think that Pi, you get a message, you're like typing, doing some stuff, and then the like a little internal comm pops up like that just says like, Piani, can I talk to you?
I type back, yes.
Okay, a little speaker on your computer clicks on. I didn't want to disturb you. You look like you were concentrating on something.
I was thinking about what an asshole Higgs is. Doesn't need much concentration. What's up?
Higgs is... Well, I think you know him better than I do, anyway. I just wanted to talk about what happened before. With the two of them, Eric and Higgs, I mean, outside.
You told me they were not really arguing, fake arguing.
Yes, they were pretending to have an argument so that I suppose I thought that they weren't talking about, well, whatever they were talking about.
Well, did you hear what they were talking about?
No. I didn't. I wasn't trying too hard, though.
I wanted to give them their privacy. It seemed like they had something very important to talk about and didn't want me to hear.
Are you worried about that?
No, I don't think so. To be perfectly honest, I could jettison all of you into space anytime I want, so it's not really frightening when someone just wants to have a conversation that I don't have to listen to.
I suppose you're right, and hope you'd never do that to the crew.
I don't think I'll ever have reason to, but, I mean, you never know.
I mean, I suppose if we all were taken over by the Warmind, or Eric turned into a crazy psychic killer, and, you know, you had... Sure, I suppose there's a scenario or two that presents that as a possible option.
Yes, that's true. There is a non-zero number of scenarios in which I might have to do that, but I don't see them in our future. And actually, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Your new equipment.
What do you want to talk to me about it?
I've noticed a few times now on board the ship you seemingly staring into the empty space. I wanted to ask you what you're seeing.
Well, I think it's stating the obvious to say that I'm seeing shit that's not there, at least to your eye or even to anyone else on the crew, as far as I know. But I'm not quite sure what I'm seeing, Pi. Some of it's been, I don't know, a glimpse into another time, and others maybe a glimpse into another space. It's hard to say for sure. I'm still getting used to it.
Human perception of time is such a funny thing, as though it was a short piece of string traveling in one direction. I think it's more complicated than that. Maybe you're just seeing other strings.
Perhaps that's exactly what I'm seeing. And I won't know for sure until I try it some more, but maybe it can help me sometime.
Perhaps the next time that we're in a civilized system, I can do some research for you.
I'd like that.
I will. Anyway, I don't think you have to worry about Higgs and Eric. At least no more than usual. I'm not.
I worry about them all the time, but for all the right reasons.
I'll leave it up to you then.
Hi. I do want to say thank you for telling me, though.
Of course. I've always attempted to be honest with you. I've seen what happens if I don't.
What do you mean, you see what happens when...
Things get complicated. That's all. I think I'm learning that it's easier around here just to keep things simple. No loose ends, you know?
Sounds like something Higgs would say.
Hmm. I hadn't considered it that way.
I think even though that's a terrifying statement, it's said very lightheartedly, and you know, that kind of maybe would end the conversation.
Yeah, totally. You're just like, huh. Oh god. All right, cool. Yep. Sounds good.
Let's take our second break. Still got 2 hours left to go, so don't go anywhere. More roleplay swan song coming up right after this. We'll see you guys in just a bit.